Good morning. You're listening to Arizona Public Radio. I'm Justin Regan. In the early 1920s, Langston Hughes wrote a powerful and terrifying poem called Ku Klux about the abduction and violation of a black man by the white supremacy group. Here, it's performed by Dr. Frederick Gooding Jr., an ethnic studies professor at Northern Arizona University.
They took me out to that lonesome place, and they asked me, do I believe in the great white race? I said, well, sir, to tell you the truth, I just believe anything if you just turn me loose. And then he said, boy, now, can it be that you just standing there assassin me? And then they picked me up. And then they threw me down. And then they beat me while on the ground. And then they picked me up. And they looked me in the face. And they asked again, now, do you believe in the great white race?
Modern poets are still writing about racism and injustice. This morning, as part of our series Poetry Friday, celebrating National Poetry Month, we hear from three aspiring poets, all members of NAU's Golden Brown Jacks Club, a support network for black men within the campus community. Their writing explores the relationship between internal conflict and societal expectations regarding race, everything from police violence to standards of beauty to hope. Let's take a listen on this Poetry Friday.
My name is Michael Lyles. I'm a senior here at NAU, majoring in sociology, and I'm going to say a poem entitled Trials and Tribulations. Trials and Tribulations. I'm seeking spiritual stimulation, but sin is tempting and intimidating. Living this world but lack integration. White man, take your life, no hesitation. I love my enemies, but lately it's been hard to tell the difference from those that befriended me. So steadily, I'm conflicted. Find it hard to fit in. 21 and over, I'm at the door and I just got in. Had a friend that will never get in. You probably won't get that. At a traffic stop, an officer split his wig back like Kit Kat. I guess they don't like chocolate. I kind of feel unsafe here. Somebody build a rocket, load the starship. I'm panicking. I'm not a skywalker. So I'm at the church, pay my tithes often. Black in America, who knows when you'll see a coffin. Black boys get shot too often. White man, you SWAT too often. Is it 'cause we fly? That was a metaphor. I know mothers that regret the day they bore a black child. They treat us like animals. Maybe that's why they acting wild. Why Jamal can't live like Brad? Is there a difference between ghetto fab and rad, heavy metal and jazz? Can't we appreciate differences and settle them? My ancestors built this country, but I ain't settled in. 40 acres and a mule was our settlement. Forget it. I guess you're just American, living in good old America.
My name is Dimitri Kelly, and I'm a residence hall director in Allen Hall here at NAU, and I'll be reading a piece entitled The Soul of a Queen. I want to tell you a story about a woman that I know. She has the most beautiful smile, but for some reason she'll rarely let it show. Sometimes her laugh is obnoxious, especially when she really lets it go. But it's beautiful in my opinion, because in those moments she really lets her light glow. Sometimes she'll wake up in the morning and look in the mirror with disgust because of all of the lies she's been told about herself she's come to trust. That her skin is not pretty because it presents a darker hue, and her physique is not beautiful because she can't fit into a two society skew of Mother Nature, false perception of God's creation. The world has come to know beauty as an external proclamation, but it's much more than the sensation brought forth by a compliment. It's a daily declaration of yourself, the queen within. You see, this story is about the queen who doesn't know she has a throne. The queen who walks around, head down, face sunken in her phone, looking at all of the words and images columns tell her she should be, focused on everything she's without, but what's within she fails to see. This queen may be listening to these words. She may be sitting in the room. So let me take this time to stop and say a quick prayer for you. Dear God, I see her strength and her beauty beyond the surface. I see that you are her foundation, her makeup, and her purpose. I know she has some scars and she may be a woman scorned, but let her look in the mirror and see you in all her form. Every curve, every blemish, every personality flaw, which was made with divine purpose, a masterpiece of awe. God, I embrace her as she is, and I recognize her worth. So I pray that she'd realize her value and that it's been there since her birth, because she truly is a queen in mind, body, and spirit. People may tell her every day, but God, I pray that she would hear it, that she would truly understand that these are not just words. She's the embodiment of you, so the kingdom can be hers. But she must look within herself, for nowhere else can she find this missing piece of masterpiece of mine. She's one of a kind, but she must look within herself. Because nowhere else will she find this missing piece of mass, her peace of mind. She's one. Of a kind glance in the mirror of her soul, she can see that she's a gift from above and look upon herself with grace and with endless love. Thank you.
All right, cool. My name is Tyler Brown. I am a student at NAU. The name of the poem I'm going to read is called It Is Time. Well, look at that. White man killed 13 people, gets thrown in the back. We unarmed on CNN getting shot in the back, selling cigarettes to get by. Please cut me some slack. Can't concentrate in school because my mom off smack, planted drugs in my neighborhood to keep my mind off track. Spook who sat by the door, how I planned my attack. Tried everything to break us, but black don't crack. Matter of fact, maybe they read between the lines, try to infiltrate our minds, but these brass feet and woolly hair don't show me that I'm divine. Use my third eye so I can control time. You can take my physical, but the world is forever mine. Plus, I don't die, I forever multiply. Every poem I write, I put my life on the line, because who knew being black was actually a crime? No matter what, though, my people gonna be fine, because the blacker you are, see, the brighter you shine.